You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, new Oxidol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world. Oxidol's own Ma Perkins.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Now, see your clothes wash that new Oxidol white with new white Oxidol. It's the greatest Oxidol ever. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Whiter than ever before. The whitest wash in Oxidol history. Next wash day, see for yourself. You'll see such a difference in the whiteness of your clothes. Your shirts and towels and sheets, you'll find it hard to believe. But thousands of women agree.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxidol white.
Yes, sensational new white Oxidol gives you the cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. And what's more, you can wash your clothes any day. Dry them anywhere, even inside, and get the whitest Oxidol wash you've ever had. As long as you keep on using new white Oxidol, this wonderful new whiteness stays in your wash for the life of your clothes. And new white Oxidol is truly safe. Colors actually seem to come to life. Cotton prints and blouses and children's clothes wash sparkling bright. The very first time you see the brilliant white wash, the beautifully bright wash it gives you, you'll make new white Oxidol a wash day habit. So get some. Your dealer has it now. And next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxidol. The greatest Oxidol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. And now for Ma Perkins. Well, there's to be a coroner's inquest in Rushville Center this morning. A deputy coroner arrived last night from Fort William to conduct the investigation into the strange and tragic death of one Bradley Gorman, fugitive from an insane asylum back east and husband of the glamorous, internationally famous photographer, Ann Morrison. With banker Pendleton hinting that there's more than has been told to the accident, it's certain that practically everybody will be over at town hall this morning when the hearing starts. Well, right now, it's about 8:15 in the morning. And over at Ma's house, well, listen.
Yoo-hoo! Anybody home? Yoo-hoo! Evie, is that you, child?
Uh-huh.
Well, come out. I'm out in the kitchen.
All right.
Good morning, Evie.
Hello, Ma. Are you having breakfast?
Just a cup of cocoa.
Ain't Faye up around you?
Yes, she's helping Paulette get ready for school. She'll be down soon.
Oh.
Well, we haven't seen much of you the last few days.
Oh, I just don't know where time goes, Ma.
This and that. Are you going to the inquest?
Yes, I'm not looking forward to the prospect, but I'm going.
I thought as a courtesy to Mr. Sinclair and Miss Morrison.
Yeah, well, I figured you might be going. I told Willie to save a couple of seats. Have you heard about him?
Who, Chad Willie?
Uh-huh. He's been made foreman of the jury.
Of the what, Evie? What, foreman?
Mm-hmm. The jury. Seems you got to have a jury for an inquest. It ain't legal without it.
Oh. And Willie is to be on it?
Mm-hmm. Foreman, no less. We were over at Pendleton's last night, and the coroner was there from Fort William, and he was saying to Augustus that they got to have a foreman and a jury. So Augustus said they couldn't find a better man for foreman than Willie, sitting right there. So Willie's going to be foreman this morning.
Well, it sounds like a great responsibility, Evie.
Yeah. Is Faye going, Ma? I only asked Willie to save two seats.
Well, I'm not sure, dear.
I suppose Joe's over there already. After all, with his lady.
No. He's upstairs, Evie.
When are you going?
Well, I don't know. He hasn't told me what he decided.
I guess he feels kind of foolish after the way he carried on with Ann Morrison. I told you no good had come of his seeing her. And I was right. Here he is, quit his job, and who's going to hire him? Got a reputation now for a firebrand, loses his temper and...
Evie.
All right. I know. I should have learned my lesson. Where Joe's concerned, he can do no wrong.
Evie, child.
But he certainly should be grateful things worked out the way they did. Another few weeks, and who knows what kind of a mess he'd have got himself into.
Evie, you talk about being grateful. A man is dead. Evie, child, it just seems that every day we get farther and farther away from being just plain good and human. The very words coroner, inquest, they're enough to send chills right through me from head to toe. Here's the town treating it like some happy carnival.
Well, Ma, if you expect anybody to go around shedding tears after the way Miss Morris and Mr. Sinclair treated us...
Why, how have they treated us, Effie? I've been reading over what Mr. Sinclair wrote about us in the magazine story. It's full of honest admiration for us and for our way of life.
Well, maybe I never learned to read English.
I'm saying only that people are reading and hearing and believing the things that please them for the moment. What is that fairy tale that I used to read to you? Gulliver's Travels. You remember when he came to the land of the little people, the Lilliputians it was called? Now, they were jealous of him, of his power. He was something that they envied.
So now we're envious of Anne Morrison and Alfred Sinclair? Well, all I can say, Ma, is maybe by the time this day is over, you... Oh, hello, Joe.
Hi, Effie.
Oh, good morning, Joseph.
Hello, Ma. Good morning. How are you, Effie?
I'm fine. There's coffee ready, son. It's on the stove there.
Oh, thanks, Ma. I caught the end of what you were saying, Effie. What do you mean by the time this day is over? I haven't been around much the last couple of days. I'd like to know what's been going on.
Well, all I know is that last night we were over at the Pendletons. Some man came in. He'd phoned in from the east somewhere. I think somebody said Pittsburgh. He flew to Fort William, and then Sheriff Crossman sent him over in a car, and he came right to the Pendletons. He stayed there all night.
Well, who was he?
Well, I sort of asked Matilda. I didn't want to come right out, you know, and say, who is he? Then she smiled and said we'd be hearing from him today. And as soon as he came in, Augustus the coroner, they grabbed him right off and locked themselves up in the parlor. Well, they were still talking when William he left.
Well, they're making a really big thing of it, aren't they? Surprise witnesses and all.
You going today, Joe?
I don't know. Ma, can I talk to you for a minute?
All right, I can take a hint. I'll be on my way.
Oh, no, no. Of course, Joseph. Evie, just wait a minute, child. I'll go upstairs and get my hat, and we can talk while we're walking upstairs, Joseph. I won't be but a minute or two, Evie.
Well, don't be too long now, Ma. Willie's farmer of the jury, you know, and he's got a lot of things to think of besides reserving seats for his family.
Oh, I'll be right down, child. I promise. Joseph, don't be cross with Evie. She means well, son.
Yeah, I suppose she does, Ma. But you can sure tell every time she's been visiting the Pendletons.
Well, that's Evie. Huh. Now, Joseph, what did you want to talk to me about?
Ma, look, I've been walking the floor most of the night. The things I said to you the night of the accident, you don't think I've told you the truth, do you?
Well, son, not knowing what was truth and not truth, it hasn't been for me to sit in judgment.
Well, listen, Ma, if I haven't told you the whole truth about everything, it hasn't been because I set out deliberately to lie. It wasn't that I had anything to conceal. You've got to believe that, Ma. Yeah, I haven't done anything wrong, not in a criminal sense. After all, what does the town want today?
The town?
The coroner. They want an explanation, don't they? A man was killed. All right, the law wants to know how and why. Isn't that right?
Yes.
Well,
yes,
well, what does it matter? I mean, they'll get their explanation. Does it make any difference what explanation they get? Well, I mean, it's six of one and half a dozen of another. Does it make any difference what they're told? You see, Ma, there was no crime connected with it. It was all an accident. It just... Well, one way, it may not be the strict truth, but no one will be hurt. Isn't that fair, Ma? Must you always spill out the truth? Can't there ever be any compromise to it?
I don't rightly understand you, Joseph. Truth frequently hurts. Son, but that still don't excuse one from not telling the truth. It still don't make a lie right. I've never learned how you twist a thing so that it's true one way and not true another.
Well, yeah, you're right, Ma. I just had a crazy wild hope that maybe you'd say yes and give me an alibi.
An alibi, Joseph?
Yeah. Oh, well, I don't want to keep you anymore. Evie's probably on pins and needles.
Are you going to come to the inquest, son?
I'll probably be there, Ma. I'd rather walk over alone, though, if you don't mind. I mean, Evie gets a little talkative.
All right, son, all right. Just one thing. You asked me, did I believe in you? The answer is yes, Joseph. I do believe in you.
Thanks, Ma. Gee, thanks a lot.
Well, it's the truth in the bottom of my heart. Well, I best go now. I'll see you then, Joseph. At the inquest.
All right. All right, now let's have some order in here. Well, whoever's out there at those doors in charge, will you close those doors, please? I want those doors closed. We can't start until those doors out there are closed. All right, that's fine. Got too many people in here as it is, but if you behave yourself, you can stay. Any outbursts, and I'll close the room. Now, this is no sideshow. It isn't even a trial. We're just here to get the facts, that's all. This is an inquest. That means an inquiry, an investigation. Man's been killed. We want the facts, who he was, how he died, etc. Now, this is no trial, understand that. I want the facts. We find that the man in question, Bradley Gorman, died because of some accident, that'll be that. If there would seem on the basis of the evidence to be some reasonable doubt about that, for instance, that he might have... then we should refer the matter to the district attorney. All right, if that's all clear, the clerk will swear in the jury and we'll proceed with the first witness.
You're right, it's White. It's that new Oxydol White.
Women are saying it all over the country. So will you when you try sensational new White Oxydol. It's the greatest Oxydol Procter & Gamble ever offered. The whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Just pour some into your hand. See how white this new Oxydol is. But the important thing is, new white Oxydol washes clothes whiter than ever before.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, you're right. It's white. New white Oxydol gives you the whitest Oxydol wash you've ever had. The whitest Oxydol wash in history, even when you dry your clothes inside. The cleanest wash it's possible to get from any soap in the world. And your clothes keep this new whiteness, too, as long as you use new white Oxydol. And it's truly safe. Washable colors actually come out brighter. So next wash day, be right. Get clothes white with new white Oxydol. Your dealer has it now. New white Oxydol, the whiter, whiter soap for a whiter, whiter wash. Well, the coroner's inquest into the death of Ann Morrison's husband is underway. The coroner demands facts. What facts will Joseph and Alfred Sinclair and the mysterious witness who arrived from the East last night have to contribute when they take the stand tomorrow? But now this is Charlie Warren inviting you to listen again tomorrow to Oxydol's own Ma Perkins. Same time, same station.
You're right. It's white. It's that new Oxydol white.
Yes, new Oxydol is white, and it washes clothes whiter than ever before. The cleanest wash you can get from any soap in the world.